Thank you. As she said, I am the project coordinator working with Pili Ohana. So Pili stands for Partnerships for Improving Lifestyle Interventions. And I'm going to be talking today about how we translated the DPP for our communities in Hawaii. I have no relationship to disclose. This is a model of our partnership. So it's with the Department of Native Hawaiian Health at the medical school in Hawaii and four community-based organizations. Ke Awe Kahalukula is the PI and the academic chair, and then we also have a community co-chair named Donna Palakiko, who works with Ke Ola Mamo, the Native Hawaiian healthcare system. And Donna Palakiko and her previous research assistant, Emily Makahi, are here to show some support. In addition to Ke Ola Mamo, there's the three other organizations that comprise the Intervention Steering Committee, and that's Hawaii Maoli with Dr. Claire Hughes, that's the Hawaiian Civic Clubs, Kula Nona Po'e Hawaii, which is from the Homestead in Papakulea, and that's Ms. Puni Keikaoha, and finally Cheryl Yoshimura from Kukua Kalihi Valley, which is a nonprofit health center. So back in 2008, these organizations, as well as five others, got together with the idea of addressing a health disparity in Hawaii, and after a series of meetings decided that they would focus on obesity. And just to kind of briefly go through the consequences of obesity, even though I'm sure we're all pretty readily aware or pretty knowledgeable about them. So there's diabetes, cardiovascular disease, which is the leading cause of death. Certain cancers are associated, premature death. So not only are these consequences of obesity pretty prevalent in Hawaii as a whole, but it's also varied by ethnic group, as the burden of obesity does. So as you can see, Native Hawaiians have a prevalence of almost 50%, and this is just obesity. So that's pretty high. Filipinos are even above that at 55.9%, but I do want to point out that that cutoff is a BMI of 23, which is the WHO recommended cutoff for Asian Americans. However, the Caucasian rate is only not even at 15%. So even though, you know, you think Hawaii, you think beaches, you think healthy, and it is one of the healthiest states, but when you break it down by ethnic group, you start to see these really drastic differences. We also looked not only, okay, so we have all of these consequences. There's this serious disparity in obesity. So what are some things that are helping to influence this? And looking at that, we know that non-white ethnic populations in weight loss interventions tend to lose less weight and tend to regain, they're more likely to regain that weight. Also, their weight loss and weight loss maintenance is complicated by psychosocial factors such as acculturation challenges, family characteristics. They tend to have larger families that they need to support and maintain. They have more work stressors, maybe lower paying jobs, and in Hawaii that often means multiple jobs, and different types of living environments. Less access to fresh fruits and vegetables, less access to the beach even, less access to parks. So we decided that what we needed to do was make a culturally and locally relevant intervention for Native Hawaiians and Pacific Islanders in Hawaii. So we decided to take the DPP and turn it into Pili. So to start that process, we did a community needs assessment. We had input from over 300 individuals, 10 focus groups for a community that were facilitated by our community researchers for possible participants. And then we also had one focus group for the facilitators of the groups that we would be conducting. We had survey respondents, key informant interviews, and windshield tours. So looking at all of the data collectively, this model was developed. So it's based on the social ecological model, which I think is super. But so, you know, an individual's weight loss is at the center of it, which is influenced by their individual factors, which is in turn influenced by their family and then by community or social. So I'm not going to go through all of them, but these are the things that came out in the surveys and came out in the focus groups. So one in the social is cultural eating expectations. Everyone is expected to eat rice all the time, and you are expected to not have a little plate but a very large plate and pile everything on, and you are expected to go back for seconds, and if you don't, then their food was bad. Or you're going to insult auntie, or you're going to insult uncle. So that it's a real expectation that people have to deal with at various social functions. Another thing that was brought up by our in the community assessment is the availability of certain foods in the home and in the community. So, you know, I'm sure that that translates into other populations as well. And then for individual influences, one thing that they talked about was past weight loss attempts. And we know that if you try something and you don't succeed, then you are less likely to try again. So we, you know, in our translation, we took all of this into account. And we also had some questions about what specifically they would like to see in the translation, in the new PLE program. And these are some of the items that they suggested and that we were able to incorporate. So culturally sensitive, community specific, family tailored. Some of the motivators they liked were gift certificates, you know, simple things like prizes, music, something that was consistent with the lifestyle. So so the DPP is the bit on the right, and it, for those of you that might not know, there were 16 lessons. It's individually delivered. We decided to go with a group delivery, and we took that 16 lessons down to 8. It's delivered over a 3-month period, so weekly for the first month and then every other week for the next 2. So we still kept everything that was in the DPP. We just kind of condensed it down. And the meetings were designed to be about 1 hour each. In addition to condensing it down, we also added 2 things that our community partners thought were really important, so economical eating and talking with the doctor. And while talking with the doctor might not necessarily be directly obesity related, it was something that they thought was important. So as a CBPR project, we definitely were more than happy to incorporate that. And just to show you some examples, you know, the design is a little more localized. The examples such as spam to turkey spam, that's definitely localized. Spam is pretty popular in Hawaii. And then the example on the right is the new topic of economical eating. So we have tested this 3-month intervention in various different randomized control trials, but it has always been, the trials have been focused on weight loss maintenance. So the results I'm going to present now are just on that 3-month bit. So we did a 9-month one, so you got the 3-month and a 6-month weight maintenance. We got the 3-month and then a 15-month weight loss maintenance, but for simplicity's sake, I'm just going to be talking about that, the first 8 lessons, that was the direct DPP translation piece. So the first one we did was with 169 people, and from baseline to 3 months later, as you can see, all of our measures showed significant improvement, be it increase or decrease. So they lost about an average of 1.5 kilograms. Their BMI went down, their blood pressure went down, their dietary fat intake went down. The 6-minute walk test is a measure of physical functioning, so how far can you walk in 6 minutes? And they were able to walk an average of 42 feet further. So all of them were significant. And just to reiterate the point, this is a CBPR project, so all of the groups were recruited. Everyone was assessed. All the program was delivered by our community partners in their communities and community organizations. This is an ongoing study that we have. This is the one that has the 15-month weight loss maintenance at the end. And again, you can see that all of the measures have been significant. So it's not a huge weight loss, 1.7 kilograms on average, but not only is it significant as in a statistical sense, but it's also clinically significant as far as the clinical outcomes for diabetes risk and such. We have a worksite wellness study going on as well. This one has a little bit lower weight loss of 0.8, but this is only 4 of the groups, and we're going to have 16 when it's all said and done. So the jury's still out, but we're just trying it in different situations, and it may end up that we see that the Paleohana intervention is better suited for a community setting as opposed to a work site where, you know, you have 45 minutes for lunch and then you need to get back to your office. It might be better out in the community when, you know, you have more time and less pressure. But still, even with that, we can see it's all statistically significant. And the final test that we've done is Pili-Aina, where they have a 6-month weight loss maintenance period after this, half of whom, everyone gets the intervention, half of whom receive a home gardening kit while the other half do not. And in this program, we've seen the most weight loss compared to any of the others. And this is all men. Most of the other groups have been highly women, so it was great to see that it's effective in the men as well. And this group is also all Native Hawaiians. So significant improvements in everything but systolic blood pressure. So to sum up, the overall weight loss, while not huge, it is comparable to other studies that have implemented a translated DPP in communities, and so that, which is great to see that we're right there, and also to know that the DPP can be effectively translated by communities and be implemented in the community. So, you know, we've, as you can see through those 4 studies, they all had pretty good results. So we're now moving more towards dissemination, and an ongoing project that we have is OHA Pili with the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. We're not even halfway done with this. This isn't a research, this is just project. So our 4 community partners have identified organizations that they would like to work with, and we developed a community-to-community dissemination model where our researchers, our community researchers, will help train others. So with this, not only are we going to be testing that intervention and hopefully spreading Pili to other communities, but also hitting other islands, so Molokai and Maui and Big Island as well, So with that, I want to acknowledge our sponsors, of course, let them know that they are not responsible for this also, and then thank our communities. So Keolamamo, Kalihi Palama, Hawaii Maoli, Kokua Kalihi Valley, and Kula Nunapoi, Hawaii as well. Thank you.